everybody. Welcome back. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. It is midnight right now, and today we're going to talk about a topic that's long since overdue. What is personal development? So, simple question, basic answer. And like I mentioned before, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in life, and everyone's, you know, worried about what they need to do, how they need to progress throughout their lives thanks to the pandemic. Are they going to be able to move on? Are they going to still have to wear face masks? Different things like that. But a lot of people are mostly worried about their kids. Some are more worried about themselves and how they take care of themselves. Well, today and tomorrow, I'm going to cover two different podcasts. You'll probably get them back to back. Who knows? It just depends on when I decide to release them. But today I'm going to cover what is personal development, and tomorrow I'm going to talk about the practical steps for that. But before we go any further, I want you to go ahead and understand this. Personal development is a lifelong process. You know, it's a way for people to assess their skills, qualities, you know, and consider their aims in life and set goals in order to realize and maximize their potential. Okay? One of the things I'm going to do is help you identify the skills you need to set life goals, which, you know, can enhance your employability, prospects, raise your confidence, or even lead to more fulfilling, higher quality of life, depending on your preference of a higher quality of life. And also, plan to make relevant and positive, also effective life choices / decisions, you know, for your future to enable personal empowerment. You know, it's just a way to make you feel better and move, you know, forward in the right direction. Okay? And we're back, guys. So I got a question. Why is personal development even important in the first place? Why does it even matter? Well, to be fair, there are many ideas surrounding personal development, and one of them is, of course, Abraham Maslow's process of self-actualization. Self-actualization. Something to keep in mind here. Basically, what Maslow suggested back in I do believe it's 1970. He suggests that all individuals have an inbuilt need for personal development, which occurs through a process of self-actualization, which is basically analyzing yourself. Let me give you an example. Let me dive into this first, and then I'll tell you what I mean. So, to an extent to which people are able to develop depends on certain needs being met, and, you know, these needs, he formed them into a kind of hierarchy, if you will. Only when one level of need is satisfied can someone develop something higher or go higher. You know, and as change occurs throughout life, however, the level of motivation needed by someone's behavior can also change from time to time. So keep that in mind. At the very, very bottom of this pyramid for this hierarchy is basic physiological needs such as food, drink, sleep, the basics for survival. Yes, this includes sex, weirdly enough, and exercise. All of these things are stuff that matter as far as your basic physiological needs. Second are the needs for safety and security, both in the physical and economic sense. You know, feeling safe from potentially dangerous situations, whether physical or psychological, and other events. Or, if you're one of those people that's more materialistic, health, work, money, routines, familiarity of things of that nature. Third, the progression can be made to satisfy the needs for love and belonging. You know, the affiliation of feeling like you're part of a group, a family, a society, something at work. Essentially a way of giving and receiving trust, acceptance, affection, love, what have you. Doesn't really matter as far as that one's concerned. You can read into that however much you need. The fourth one, where a lot of people fail, is usually the need for self-esteem and self-worth. A lot of people don't have this, and, you know, most people consider this level technically self-empowerment. I can always cover that at a, you know, later date when I cover personal empowerment, but for lack of a better word, that's what this is. It's basically feeling confident, having some self-respect, self-esteem, or in other people's cases, gaining the respect of others, families, socially, or at work, for what it is that they do in that regard. Fifth relates to the need to understand. This level includes more abstract entities, such as the curiosity and search for the meaning or purpose of something, or your life, or other deeper understanding, what have you. Okay. Six refers to aesthetic needs, which is beauty, symmetry, order, creativity, art, design, something of that category. Once you get past the self-esteem issue and the needing to know why, being able to develop some type of creative aesthetic is, you know, usually something that people look towards. Like, they're like, I need to have something to do. I can't just do nothing. And then finally, at the top of Maslow's hierarchy was self-actualization, which essentially means reaching your full potential, becoming everything one is capable of becoming. That's essentially the main idea. Essentially, Maslow said that all individuals have the need to see themselves as competent and autonomous. Also, that every person has limitless room for growth to a point. You know, they're only limited by themselves. But self-actualization in a nutshell means to refer to the desire that everyone has to become everything that they are capable of becoming in a nutshell. Or in other words, it refers to self-fulfillment and the need to reach a full potential as a unique human being. Everyone likes to feel unique. They don't want to feel like they're somebody else. Although for a lot of people, when they can't fail to identify self, they think that they need to be like everyone else. Thus the whole idea of, hey, you're not normal, you're not this, meaning that they like being like other people. They don't want to be themselves. So, but as for Maslow, the path of self-actualization involves being in touch with your feelings, experiencing life fully, and, you know, utter total concentration, something that most people are not capable of doing. Alright everybody, let's continue. So, next you need to manage your personal development. There are a number of steps that to take in managing your personal development that you can use. The first one is develop a personal vision, okay? Personal development can be simple for, you know, or rather, it can be simply fun. But, you know, for most of us, however, we find it easier to motivate ourselves and to learn and improve if we have a purpose in doing so. You know, developing your vision, a clear idea of where you want to be in a few months or years and why, is a very crucial part in developing this purpose. Okay, next, planning your personal development. Once you're clear about what you want to be, you can start planning how to get there. Drawing up a personal development plan is not even essential, but you know, it does make the planning process a little more realistic, and you can visually see what you're doing. Not to mention that, you know, once you start the improvement process, everything just kind of falls into place as it should. Okay? Now, next to last, I want you to remember that recording your personal development is something that is key to moving forward. Okay? A lot of people aren't able to do this, so there's different things you need to be aware of. Alright? This idea of recording your personal development is also to help you reflect, and also may serve to motivate you for your future skills moving forward. You know, try to keep a learning log or a journal as you develop your skills and your knowledge as well. It'll help you improve at a faster and more, you know, reactive rate. And lastly, I want you to, remember to review and revise your personal development plans as you go, as like your body and you, they do change over time, okay? For more effective learning, it is important to reflect your experiences and consider what you have learned from them. Regular review of your personal development plans and your development activities will ensure that, you know, you learn from what you have done, and also ensure that your activities continue to move you towards your goal, and that your goals or visions remain relevant to you. keep this in mind as you continue to, you know, increase and improve on your personal development, okay? A lot of people aren't able to do this, so keep this in mind that it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight. All right? I want to thank you guys for listening in to this podcast, and I hope you'll enjoy the rest of your day.